Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on a pretty darn nice looking Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. A lot of information to pass along, especially talking about the weather coming up in less than 10 minutes. Brandon Black, meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile, joins us live 5:20. We will be talking about the severe storms expected tonight through Saturday, extending into Sunday morning. So Brandon is coming around in the next 10 minutes or so on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories for you today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, as weather conditions decline tonight and tomorrow, Santa Rosa District and Escambia Public Schools have canceled all practices, games, and other outdoor activities. The threat of severe weather in the Pensacola area has risen to moderate status. So we will keep you, just keep it right here. We'll keep you up to speed on what's going on weather-wise on News Radio 92.3. Santa Rosa attorney Tom Danheiser wants the county to receive restitution. This is part of any sentence imposed on developers Kip Walker and Thomas Cornelius for environmental crimes committed while clearing land in the Avalon Beach subdivision. Santa Rosa commissioners voted unanimously on Thursday to seek reimbursement for the $34,000 it has so far spent to prevent runoff from sites cleared by Walker and Cornelius into Mulot Bio. And so we will keep you really up to speed on that one as well. And looking at, well, Mega Millions tonight. $277,129.5 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Drawing at 10. Play wisely and good luck.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
People who are bitten by venomous snakes often make two dangerous mistakes. They wait too long to seek treatment, or they use outdated methods to treat the bite themselves. A study on snake bites from the University of Florida shows that it's often more than an hour before a victim is seen by a doctor. More than 10% of bite victims are found to have first tried methods that are no longer considered effective, such as using tourniquets or sucking out the venom. Some 7,000 to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snakes each year in the United States.
5:12 News Radio 92.3. Florida cops began their war on spring break. All underway down there in Central and South Florida. Data Marie Nickel has more from Daytona Beach.
Deputies say they're trying to control the crowd because things can quickly get out of hand. Last year on this beach, a 16-year-old pulled out a gun and was arrested after a drug deal went wrong. Now, the Volusia County Sheriff said people come from out of town to sell drugs and prey on spring breakers, especially those who are underage. Visitors to Florida have the highest risk of overdose deaths compared to the rest of the nation. That's according to a study by Penn State. We spent the day with deputies who patrol these beaches. There is never a dull moment dealing with underage drinking and theft.
And a Florida senator proposes moving NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Florida. Republican Senator Ashley Moody says it would cut costs by relocating the space agency to a state where space exploration and private aerospace development are prominent. Moody's legislation, called the Cape Canaveral Act. Critics say that the move would weaken coordination between federal agencies and policymakers.
Mark your calendars. Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing weekend. 22 days away now on April 5th and 6th. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits do apply.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says he's hopeful that MLB stays in the Tampa Bay area. DeSantis spoke at Seaport Manatee in Palmetto one day after Rays owner Stu Sternberg said the team was pulling out of the stadium and redevelopment deal in St. Petersburg. DeSantis said he's spoken to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who assured him that the league is committed to remaining in the region.
FWC considering black bear hunting here in Florida as the idea of a statewide hunt has resurfaced. The last legal bear hunt happened back in 2016. The FWC is conducting a virtual meeting later this afternoon.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Do have some backups developing on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Also had some earlier traveling eastbound in that same direction, but that has seemingly subsided. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 73 degrees right now, low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday going to have highs in the mid-70s and expect some heavy rainfall on Saturday.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending up to their best day in months. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
The major averages staging a modest comeback following a brutal week on Wall Street as investors assess the economic fallout of trade policies. Still, the major averages posted weekly losses, with the Dow suffering its worst week in 2 years, while the benchmark S&P 500 posted its fourth consecutive week of declines. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech, which led this week's sell-off, the biggest gainer, with Nvidia leading the charge. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Nike, Procter & Gamble, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 675 points, the Nasdaq higher by 451, S&P 500 up 117. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Elon Musk visiting a national security agency after saying it needs an overhaul. The tech billionaire met with the NSA head this week at his headquarters in Maryland. It was his first confirmed visit to the agency since his DOGE began cutting funding and the federal workforce.
Okay, SpaceX launching a mission in less than 1 hour to the International Space Station to return two stranded American astronauts to Earth. Jonathan Seary has more from the Kennedy Space Center.
NASA engineers have repaired a hydraulics issue at the launch pad to allow for a Friday evening launch attempt for Crew 10. The mission will send four new crew members to the International Space Station to allow four current crew members to return to Earth, including NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who've been working on the ISS since June after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft developed intermittent thruster problems during its first piloted flight test. This will be the first astronaut rotation on the space station since SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's social media post suggesting the ISS had served its purpose and should be deorbited to focus on sending humans to Mars. At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Seary, Fox News.
All righty, 517, we'll take a quick break here when we return. Got to sit down with the National Weather Service's Brandon Black. Also, after that interview, just before the Fox News break, we'll be giving away free entry to the Bayou Hills Run 5K and 10K. Details on that and more coming up in just a few minutes here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, now, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Join Dawn and Dr. Fleming Tuesday at 10 for the Ochsner Navant Healthcare 65 Plus Pensacola Expert Panel, where you'll find out why you should choose Ochsner Navant Healthcare as your primary care provider, and also their grand opening of their second Pensacola location in Bellevue on Mobile Highway next to Publix. Call or text in your questions to 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Weather's looking pretty darn nice out there right now, but that will be changing in just a 24-hour period of time, less than that probably. Let me just go ahead to the source. Brandon Black joins us this afternoon. He's a marine meteorologist over at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Brandon, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, Chris.
Well, listen, thanks a lot for your time. I know we joined you earlier this week. We talked about, of course, the eclipse last night. So today we've got some severe weather storms to talk about. What, first of all, let me just kind of break this down. What are the potential threats for this timeline? Let's just say Saturday midday, I believe, moving into Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, so we're looking at obviously the threat first. Pretty impressive severe weather outbreak across the deep south Saturday afternoon into overnight Saturday. For the Florida Panhandle area, it'll probably be later in the night, closer to, 10 p.m., closer to midnight in that time frame. But we do expect the potential for at least the ingredients for some tornadoes being the primary threat. Some could be strong, those stronger, longer track tornadoes possible. Large hail is also possible, and damaging winds as well.
When you talk about the hail situation, what are some of the telltale signs that we could potentially be seeing some hail? Is there a kind of a leading telltale story before it actually hits?
Not really. I mean, in this case, we just see a lot of, it's a very volatile atmosphere, so we're expecting a lot of what we call instability in this situation. And typically, in these cases where we have a lot of instability, that's where we get our upper end severe weather days. And with those upper end severe weather days, we just tend to, we get all modes with, large hail accompanying potential tornadoes and those damaging winds as well.
So how far will the front be dropping down into the Northwest Florida, I guess the southern part of Alabama? The winds that'll be worse and have more of an effect, how far will they come down? Will they come all the way down to the coast here?
We could see it all the way down to the coast. We're going to kind of see, it's going to be an interesting situation where not everybody's going to see storms tomorrow, but the areas that could see storms or the areas that do see storms, they could be very intense. So it's going to be, some people might not even know anything's happening, while at the same time, a county over could be, dealing with a large tornado. It's going to be one of those days where not everyone is going to see it. But where that it does happen, we have high confidence that, there could be some pretty significant weather occurring in those locations.
We're seeing a lot of the EOCs around the coast here, Santa Rosa, Escambia, Okaloosa, going into operation. I think they're at level 2. This afternoon, what does that say as a meteorologist herself? What does that say? Are we prepared? Are getting prepared right? Are we doing the right things?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously want everyone to be prepared for these situations and these upper end severe weather days. Aren't common. They we might get one or two per year, Maybe not as intense as a day as tomorrow could be, but we do think, you know, obviously we have a good forecast going forward, and we have people are taking action. That's what we most like to see, is just everyone taking the action necessary to protect themselves and be ready for tomorrow and be weather aware.
They say this is a pretty fast-moving front, storm system, if you will. When it moves through on Saturday, what is our Sunday towards the afternoon looking like?
Yeah, so this will come through pretty quick. Like I said, you'll probably get storms around that 10 o'clock time frame, and by the morning, by daybreak, you probably won't even know that storms had rolled through. Mm-hmm. It'll clear pretty quickly, and Sunday's looking rather dry. By Sunday afternoon, you know, highs will be kind of in the mid-70s by that point. During the afternoon, sun will be full out. There'll be no clouds by Sunday afternoon. It'll clear out real quick. So it's going to be kind of a quick-hitting thing, like you said.
There you go. And, Brandon, we all look forward to those sunny days here on the coast.
Yes, we do.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have yourself a very safe weekend. Always appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy. Brandon Black, meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile, joining us live this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, just past 5:25 here. That means we're close enough to
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Last major spot, looking like Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 73 degrees. It's going to be a low of 66 this evening. As for the weekend, highs in the mid-70s on both Saturday and Sunday. But, of course, Saturday, we were just talking about it. Look out for that inclement weather.
Boy, they are having the time of their life at Columbia University today.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. federal agents have searched the Columbia University housing of two students. Tanya J. Powers has more from NYC.
Homeland Security agents searched two Columbia student rooms, but no one was arrested or detained, and no items were taken. In a statement, Columbia Interim President Katrina Armstrong said the agents had two search warrants signed by a judge. Meanwhile, the school says it is punishing students who occupied a campus building last spring with sanctions ranging from suspensions, temporary degree revocations, and expulsions. The announcement follows the Trump administration pulling $400 million in federal grants to Columbia, as well as Saturday's arrest and threatened deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, a lawful permanent U.S. resident and Columbia graduate who led pro-Palestinian campus protests last spring. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, runners, listen up. We got free entry on the block here to the Bayou Hills 5 and 10Ks Saturday, March 29th at Bayview Park. To win free entry to participate in this run, all you have to do is be the first to text in to 850-437-1620, the words Bayou Hills. Again, first to text in to 850-437-1620, Bayou Hills wins that free entry there.
That is a wonderful run if you're a runner. Let me just say, it goes all through the neighborhoods in East Hill. You get a beautiful look of Bayou Tahar. So, yeah, that's going to be a I've done it so many years, and it's just great. Pensacola Sports does an amazing job with that race. University of Florida, doggone it, has suspended two universities for hazing. Gary Baumgarten has an explanation for us.
One part of the hazing ritual that got the frats into trouble was hitting pledges with cars, and it follows last month's action against another fraternity for anti-Semitism, the university charging them with dangerous and degrading hazing, and a campus police investigation is underway. One of the fraternities has been suspended 8 times in the past, including following allegations that a pledge was forced to use cocaine. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
We mentioned it last hour, Chris. Why would you be, like, this has been a problem. Hazing's not a new issue. Deaths have come from it and everything. Why would you do this?
I would love to hear their explanation to their parents. I mean, that's what I would love to hear.
Goodness gracious.
You know.
Yeah, I accidentally ran someone over, but yeah. I was trying to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it, Pops. My goodness.
Okay, FDOT reporting today. Let me just tell you. Drivers are encountering traffic disruptions. Yep, along Creighton Road north to Olive and Gregory Street from North Palafox to East 14th in Santa Rosa County. Highway 90 from west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street. They were not doing any bridge work on the Garcon Bridge today. So FDOT was not, they didn't have their troops out there today to kind of slow traffic up. So it was a pretty smooth day. Hey, sports coming up in 7 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The Senate has advanced a bill that would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. 10 Democrats voting with Republicans to clear the 60 votes needed to advance it. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on why he decided he'd vote in favor of the spending bill once it gets to the Senate floor.
The CR bill is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe that allowing Donald Trump to take even more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
The House passed this bill earlier this week. If it doesn't pass the Senate, the government would partially shut down at midnight. President Trump visiting the Department of Justice and his first item on the agenda.
We must be honest about the lies and abuses that have occurred within these walls.
The president joined by Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel. Democrats concerned the president could use the Justice Department and FBI to go after political enemies. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Prices for a number of products and services are now expected to rise amid President Trump's trade war. CNBC is reporting among the hardest hit will be the automotive sector, which is already being hit by fresh duties between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Metals, construction, spirits, luxury, and consumer goods, and even agricultural goods are expected to go up, just to name a few. Shares of DocuSign rose more than 14% after reporting stronger-than-expected earnings Thursday. The e-signature company's CEO told CNBC's Squawk Box it has started to turn the corner on its core business, becoming much more efficient. Stocks were higher today to finish out the week of trading. The Dow gained 674 points, the S&P 500 grew by more than 115, and the NASDAQ added 450. U.S. crude oil futures for April up around 1%, sitting above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. I don't think it's a matter of if the Colts will start Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, but rather when. To be clear, I don't believe in either quarterback, but it's more than obvious that Colts coach Shane Steichen doesn't believe in Richardson, and with good reason. So my guess is that Richardson will start the year as QB1, but by the end of November at the absolute latest, that Daniel Jones will become the starter in Indianapolis. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed. And the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
We can handle some resistance if our love is a strong one.
537, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. Do appreciate that. Mega Millions tonight, $277 million, $129.5 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. Drawing 10 o'clock tonight. Play wisely and good luck. Let's go ahead and dig into the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, of course, it's the weather. And National Weather Service forecasters confirming severe storms are expected. Well, actually, Saturday morning into Sunday morning, severe threats are possible with tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail. Be sure to have a weather plan in place and stay up to the latest forecast details on News Radio 92.3. Just as you heard a moment ago, we had Brandon Black, meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Mobile. Did you read into this, Austin, where it was almost like he says it could be a hit-and-miss situation in terms of the severity of the weather? In other words, maybe, as we always use, it might be different if you're on the coast compared to if you're in Molino. So just be flexible, but keep it on News Radio 92.3 for the latest weather. We will definitely have you covered there. And as these weather conditions decline tonight, tomorrow, Santa Rosa District and Escambia Public Schools canceled all practice games and outdoor activities. The threat of severe weather in the Pensacola area has risen now to the moderate status. So just be all up on that one. And also, we want to remind you that the total lunar eclipse has come and gone. Did you see this last night?
I saw photos.
I want to tell you something. I mean, it's about midnight, and it still was full moon. You know, I said, I'm going to miss this because I cannot stay up any longer. And that's exactly, I went to sleep.
Yeah.
I missed it. But I understand it was nice.
Yeah, it was at like 1 something.
After
right?
1, yeah. Okay, so there we are. We have the total lunar eclipse. That's gone. Now we have the partial solar eclipse to look forward to in 15 days on March 29th. If you're a stargazer aficionado, you're loving this. For those just wanting to celebrate another total lunar eclipse in North America, put this one on your calendar. March 3rd, 2026.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Got those conference tournaments still going strong, and a lot of SEC action, not just with teams in our general region, but also with teams in the rankings. Half of the games for today are through. Auburn beat Ole Miss in a low-scoring one, 62-57. That was a death match there. Tennessee ended up holding on to beat Texas, 83-72. The two games that are yet to come on, first of them gets underway at 6, so that's just in about 20 minutes. Number 21, Missouri, and number 4, Florida. And then at night at 8:30, a blue blood, number 15, Kentucky, taking on number 5, Alabama.
NBA, NFL, and all the sports you can absorb. Here it is, Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
TNT, Steph Curry, the NBA's all-time leader in three-pointers, became the first player in league history to make 4,000 three-point shots. Steph Curry reached the milestone Thursday in the Warriors' 130-104 win over the Sacramento Kings. Golden State has won 6 games in a row. Luka Doncic had his most prolific scoring game since he joined the Lakers. Doncic matched a season high with 45 points Thursday. He added 11 rebounds, but not enough. The Lakers lost their third game in a row, beaten by the Bucks in Milwaukee, 126-106. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Bucks. Behind 34 points from Paolo Banchero, the Magic defeated the Pelicans, 113-93. Kobe White scored 31 points for the Bulls, who beat the Nets, 116-110.
He's going, he drives,
he puts it on!
And in with a half second to go!
ESPN, Otega Owe, who transferred from Oklahoma to Kentucky after last season, scored the game-winning basket for Kentucky last night to beat Oklahoma in the opening round of the SEC tournament, 85-84. Kentucky advanced to face Alabama tonight. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored a goal for Inter Miami in a 2-0 win at Jamaica over Cavalier FC. Inter Miami advanced to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Inter Miami plays LAFC next. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Boston Celtics can clinch their spot in the NBA playoffs tonight. Celtics taking on the Heat in Miami. That gets underway in just about 20 minutes. Boston needs to win, and they also need the Clippers to beat the Hawks. If that happens, the Celtics will also secure a top 6 seed in the Eastern. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Oklahoma City Thunder, so far, are the only teams to clinch playoff spots.
News Radio 92.3. Let me just kind of reel it back and go ahead over to the NC2A. Duke's prospects of winning the championships kind of in limbo after an injury. Joe Morgan has the latest.
The top team in the country is moving on in the ACC tournament, but their victory came at a cost. Star freshman Cooper Flagg suffered a sprained ankle during the first half of Duke's 78-70 win over Georgia Tech. Duke head coach John Shire said it's a, quote, real long shot that Flagg will be able to play in the semifinals against North Carolina on Friday. Shire said that while his star freshman was dealing with swelling, the x-rays showed no fracture. Flag, the ACC Player of the Year and considered the favorite to go number one in the NBA draft, averaged 19.4 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 4.2 assists per game during the regular season. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, if you want to watch that game, because, of course, UNC, Duke, that's a clash of the Titans any year. That also gets underway at 6 o'clock. You can find that on ESPN. Duke, currently favored by 7.5.
Okay, Ice Flyers back home on our very own ice this weekend. Tonight and Saturday, matching up against Quad City, they're a good team, real good team. Puck dropping both evenings, 7:05 in the Bay Center.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on 9 Mile. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we also had some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, sitting at around 73 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, and Sunday, high of 74. But, of course, on Saturday, look out for that rainfall.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, mortgage rates down slightly today, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.78%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.23%. The Trump administration hinting at more tariffs coming for the auto industry. Lillian Wu has that report.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary signaling that next month's tariffs could hit a broad range of cars. On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, Secretary Howard Lutnick saying it would be fair to put auto tariffs on all foreign cars.
Don't make it so that Japan has an unfair advantage over Korea or Germany.
Lutnick also saying the president considers the Panama Canal fundamental to our security and rejecting a recent running estimate from the Atlanta Fed, which sees the economy contracting in the first quarter. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And speaking of Commerce Secretary Lutnick, he said that Trump doesn't like to ask for extensions in regards to the TikTok deal and wishing it be done at its current deadline. TikTok faces an April 5th deadline currently to divest from China-based parent ByteDance or face the U.S. ban. Trump set the deadline with his executive order back in January.
547 News Radio 92.3 tonight, SpaceX mission delivering Crew 10 to the International Space Station and bringing Butch and Sonny back home. Liftoff scheduled just a few minutes right now. 6:06 Pensacola time from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX will share a live broadcast of the mission. It's right now on their website and on its X account.
All righty. And the IRS pausing its efforts to modernize operations under President Trump. A Treasury Department official said the agency is taking a break on the operational overhaul it began during the Biden administration. This follows reports earlier this week saying that the IRS would cut as much as 20% of its workforce under DOGE.
Okay, dozens of universities are under federal investigation. It's part of President Trump's anti-DEI campaign. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The Department of Education is investigating more than 50 universities for alleged racial discrimination. 45 are being targeted over their partnerships with the PhD Project, a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups get degrees in business with the goal of diversifying the business world. Those schools include public and private universities like Arizona State, Ohio State, Duke, Yale, and MIT. Education Department officials say the nonprofit limits eligibility based on race and is, quote, exclusionary. The investigations come a month after a memo warned schools and colleges they could lose money over what they called, quote, race-based preferences. The memo is being challenged in federal court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the French wine and spirits industry is unsurprisingly reacting with alarm to President Trump's threat to slap a 200% tariff on European wine and champagne. This, of course, is in response to the European Union's 50% tariff on U.S. whiskey. France says that while it doesn't want a trade war, it will react firmly to protect its companies from measures it deems arbitrary and against international law.
T-minus 16 minutes and counting. Got the space on my monitor here, the space shot, SpaceX on my monitor here. The crew's loaded. SpaceX Crew 10 is loaded for their launch. We are now under 15 minutes and 40 seconds and counting from Cape Kennedy this afternoon. Listen, your weekend plans may require you to wear an extra coat. That is if you live in probably Minnesota, something like that, South Dakota.
Far from here.
Not from here. You might need an umbrella here, though. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your weekend Fox weather forecast.
A very powerful and dynamic storm system is about to explode across the central U.S., bringing many different weather hazards starting today through Sunday for tens of millions of people. We have a high risk of strong to severe thunderstorms erupting over the Mississippi Valley and the Tennessee River Valley, then over sections of the Gulf Coast, the Southeast, and the East Coast through Sunday. Large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain that could bring flash flooding, and large destructive tornadoes also likely. Meantime, on the cold side of this massive storm system, a snow event with blizzard conditions impacting the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Please listen to your local forecast and check in with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And a federal judge in Maryland ordering thousands of fired government employees be reinstated. This evening, the judge issued a temporary restraining order against a dozen agencies that had fired their probationary employees. The ruling said the government gave no advance notice to the workers and fired them illegally without cause. And it came the same day that a different judge in California also ruled some of the mass layoffs were unlawful.
549 News Radio 92.3 Science Saturdays. This is since we're talking about science SpaceX going off in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
Well, Science Saturdays are featured at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. This is the place that's got all the robots down there that spooked me out. The free sessions target students in grades 3 to 7 in 8 days. Next Saturday, March 22nd, we're going to meet Dr. Marcus Baiman. And he will present a session called Faster, Stronger, Smarter. Saturdays are smarter at the IHMC.
Alrighty.
I just threw that line.
Just about.
New tagline there.
Yeah, I was about to say, they need to call you up for their marketing department.
That's right.
Just about 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some lighter-hearted, more frivolous headlines as we reach the bottom of this hour, or the end of this hour, rather. Also got some pop culture notes with some decent starts at the box office. Details on who's benefiting from that and more coming up in just a couple minutes on Pensacola Right Now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can
get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Radio. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, beautiful day. Going to be nice actually tomorrow morning too, probably. Weather moves in later Saturday. Saturday night, that's when all heck breaks loose. So just have a plan ready. That's, you know, just make a plan for the bad weather situation. There is a new scam I want to tell you about this afternoon. CJ Papa warns, don't click that link.
You've heard of online phishing. How about smishing, where thieves use SMS text to fool you into sending money or sharing sensitive financial information such as credit or debit cards or bank accounts? State officials warning Americans not to respond to unfamiliar text messages allegedly from state road toll collection agencies. Even states that don't charge drivers tolls have noticed an uptick. Cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks said last week one scammer registered over 10,000 domains. The scams impersonating toll services and package delivery services in at least 10 U.S. states and the Canadian province of Ontario. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, a lot of our problems, as they usually do at this time every afternoon, seemingly breaking down, not too much going on. Do have some minor backups on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but that should break up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 68 tonight. As we get into the weekend, going to be highs in the mid-70s, and on Saturday, look out for that rainfall.
Okay, T-minus 9 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting SpaceX mission delivering Crew 10 to the International Space Station and bringing Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back home. Liftoff scheduled in 9 minutes, 25 seconds. We're counting it down for you. Make sure you know what's going on there. There is a bill to keep government open. Well, it's causing division among Democrats. They don't know what to do about this one. Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill has all of those details.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries raising eyebrows by dodging several questions about having confidence in fellow New Yorker and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer. The Senate Minority Leader's decision to vote in favor of a Republican-led government funding bill infuriating some Democrats, with dozens of liberal protesters being arrested outside his office. Jeffries was continually pressed by Fox News.
If you just said yes to having confidence in him, this would go away in many ways.
Do you think that this is what the American people care about right now?
Schumer argued allowing the government to shut down would give President Trump, quote, the keys to the city. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Novocaine off to a decent start at the box office. Hinted at just before the break, the action comedy made just under $2 million from Thursday previews last night. It's expected to take first place with a projected $8 to $12 million in its debut weekend.
Boy, your Monday's shaping up to be a beauty. And what is Monday? You know what Monday is. Happy St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating earlier this weekend. If you didn't know, St. Patrick's Day is Monday. Green beer is an American St. Patrick's Day tradition. Every year, bars and restaurants across the country, especially Irish pubs, sling out millions of pints of dyed beer on St. Patty's Day. But here's the question for you.
Okay.
Is green beer bad for you?
I don't know.
Well, I do. It's a spoiler alert. I'm going to tell you. The dye is not any worse for you than the alcohol in that drink.
Dude, I was thinking of saying the same thing. Like, there's no way.
There's not.
It's there's no way it's great for you, but no beer is.
It's not going to tell you. T-minus 7 minutes and 25 seconds and counting.
And there was
SpaceX.
There was a moment there in the news that it was just kind of being whispered about. Michelle Obama, she wasn't appearing at Donald Trump's inauguration, and it's like she hasn't made a couple of appearances, blah, blah, blah.
She's lost in action.
Yeah, well, she's made her first public appearance in 3 months. The former First Lady appeared with her brother on Thursday at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, for a live taping of their new podcast. The 61-year-old was a notable no-show at both former President Jimmy Carter's funeral and the aforementioned Trump inauguration, and hasn't been seen in public since appearing on the Jennifer Hudson Show in December. Her new podcast is called IMO, that's in my opinion, debuted on Wednesday.
Okay, IRS this week confirmed more than 1 million taxpayers are running out of time to submit their tax returns and get unclaimed tax refunds from 2021. We're working on a few years of delay here.
Right.
Taxpayers typically have 3 years to file their tax return and claim their tax refunds by law. And if they fail to meet that deadline within 3 years, the unclaimed refund becomes property of the U.S. Treasury. That means you and I get that money.
Yay, all right.
Split it up.
And Grammy Award-winning rapper J-Rock has been arrested by the LAPD. A rapper and L.A. native, whose real name is Johnny Reed McKenzie, was pulled over last night. Police say he was trespassing and drinking in public and is said to have initially ran from his vehicle. Police also say they found a gun inside his vehicle. He's facing the charge of felony possession of a firearm.
I will tell you this. Every morning when I'm doing scripts early in the morning, I get my text. And this is something you need to do if you're a frequent beachgoer. And you want to know what the conditions are over there before you even leave your house. Let me let you know something. This thing works. Pensacola beachgoers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions even before you step on the island. To sign up, and I would encourage you to do so, the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert text, just go to PBFlags 888-777 every morning, just a little bit after 8 o'clock. They feed you the conditions and what the flags are flying.
Right.
Even when the flags change, they update you on that. Red flags are flying, by the way, right now.
Alrighty.
In place. Don't swim.
And speaking of texts to look out for, 60,000 domains associated with toll road text scams are in use. Researchers at threat research platform Census are extensively tracking the scam. They agree that they are likely perpetuated by Chinese criminals overseas. A senior researcher noted, you don't invest $90,000 to buy these in bulk like these scammers do, unless you're getting some kind of return. So don't give them money in return.
Here's what we know. Forecasters confirm severe storms are expected through late Saturday, extending into Sunday morning. Just make sure you have a weather plan in place and keep all of your information, because we're going to throw it out at you. Just make sure you have News Radio 92.3 right there available. Back in 12 minutes on News Radio.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.